As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And then the case was closed just by, you know, negotiating a compensation amount of $900. Then, you know, that is the main trigger point for me, like how you think about how you start to become a landlord and we should really buy our own house to live in. I think December 2012, we bought our own home in Wantana South, which is like 30K east of Melbourne.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyron Shum, and in this episode, we're speaking with IT professional Coco Nine, sharing his journey from Burma to Australia and how he made the shift from renter to property investor. We'll follow his story from a steep compensation amount to an aha moment on increasing rental yield. Also, before we delve into this episode, go over to propertyinvestory.com and subscribe to receive your free property investor case studies, where you'll learn how to generate passive income from your properties. Go there now to sign up for free. Working in IT, Nine is involved in the development of mobile apps.
My name is Coco Nine. I'm actually app developer, so I develop mobile apps on iOS platform and Android platform. So basically, I'm in the IT industry.
Great. How long have you been doing that for?
It's been like about 14 years already since I graduated.
Ah, wow. That's an interesting field. I'm in the IT field as well too, and I love learning so much about the new developments and so forth. Are you developing mostly on iOS, or are you developing on the Android platform, or across the board?
I mainly focus on iOS, from time to time, I also help out with the Android development at my workplace as well.
In any given day, he makes the commute to the CBD for work, then uses his evening hours at home to look at property.
It's like typical IT professional. So normally wake up, you know, get ready for the commute, a long way to the city. You know, I live in Melbourne, so it's about like an hour and a half commute to the city, you know, throughout the day. And then on the way back, also the same. Basically, like right after I arrive back at my home, like normally look at, you know, all the online forums and, you know, real estate, you know, sites to look through the properties. And, you know, especially looking at the, you know, property online forum called Property Chat.
Growing up in Southeast Asia, Nang graduated from a computer science degree in Thailand in 2003 before deciding to move to Australia.
I was born in Burma, and I sort of like, you know, spend my uni life in Thailand. And you know, I was married to a Thai girl there. So basically, half of my life was spent in Thailand. And like at the end of 2009, we basically migrated to Australia. In Burma, we have like up to grade 10. Grade 10 is called like the end of the high school, and then from that, you know, the next stage of the education is the university life. So I started learning, you know, the computer science in bachelor in Thailand. So like previous 14 years of my life was in Burma, and the rest is in Thailand. And then, after 2009, we migrated to Australia.
Over the 6 years he remained in Thailand before migrating, he began work as a software developer.
I was a software developer back then. You know those things, then that's good. It was web development back then. And when I first arrived here, you know, all the iPhone, Android starting to be in trend at the time of, period, like 2010 is a big hit for the iPhone. And, I jumped right into the mobile development.
During this time, Nine had very little interest in property investing due to high awareness of debt.
If I had to roll back and think about that, I was very, very careful about debt level. I didn't even have a credit card with a high balance at all. So we did have a credit card, but we are very sensitive to debt. So we didn't even try to look at any home to buy and live in. And also we have been renting all the time because, we thought that the debt is not good. We were taught in those days, like debt is, basically a burden for your life.
The idea to move to Australia with his wife came from working in a company which was undertaking a lot of international projects.
Back then, while I, in between 2003 to 2009, I was working for a company who has contacts with the overseas projects, overseas companies who, they need people. So I was sent off to US at one point for a 3 month project. And, I didn't really enjoy a life there in the US. So, and then the next project, they sent me to Australia, to Melbourne, and I really enjoyed it. So I like the way people work here. I like the way people react here. So and then when I went back to Thailand, I talked to my wife and say, oh, let's why not think about moving to another country and start a new life.
After saying to his wife, okay, honey, let's move to Australia, Nine starts a search for employment in the IT field, which turned out to be quite a challenge.
We migrated to Australia at the end of 2009. So it's in November. So as you know, November, December is not a good time to find a new job, especially for those who have no local experience in Australia at all. So I picked up a job which is slightly different to my previous role as a technical writer. So I write, software specifications for a software company. And then, I stay there for about 11 months and move on. Not before moving on, I learn about the mobile development by myself. So self-study, iPhone development. And, after 11 months from the first employment in that company, I move on to another company, right into the mobile development field.
Fortunate enough to find a stable job in IT development, Nine continued renting up to the point where he was inspired to start looking into property investments and buy his own home.
Basically, we migrated to Australia with just $10,000 in cash with us and no other assets at all. And we were very sensitive about debt, like I mentioned before, and we were not a fan of any debt at all, whether it's a good debt or bad debt. Like later we found out that it's really, there is a good debt and a bad debt. So, at the beginning, my wife was, she kept on saying to me that we should buy a property to live in. Like, one day it would be ours. And after renting about 6 months, we said, okay. We thought we would try to get into the property market, without knowing anything about mortgage or property at all. And we still remember, asking a mortgage broker how much we could borrow, based on the income at the moment. And she basically asked, how much do we have as a deposit? And we said, we have 6,000 in our savings. And then she smiled. And then she smiled, 6,000, we can't really do anything about it. And told us to, you know, kind of save more, you know, to be able to even buy a very small unit. So then, yeah, we kept on renting, thing until the end of 2012. So after about 2-3 years, and there's a trigger point where my wife accidentally, you know, placed a hot pan on a kitchen benchtop, and then that leaves a very mild, you know, burn mark on the benchtop. And we went through back and forth with the property manager back then, talking about the compensation, the insurance, and, you know, quotes and all this kind of stuff. It's a big hassle for, you know, for both of us mentally, you know, physically. And then the case was closed just by, you know, negotiating a compensation amount of $900. Then, you know, that is the main trigger point for me. Like, how you think about how it felt to become a landlord and we should really buy our own house to live in. I think December 2012, we bought our own home in Wantana South, which is like 30 km east of Melbourne.
This event would be the sole influence for his shift in mindset, and it's why which compelled him to invest in property.
It's more about feeling that, you know, some event could, you know, change our you know, mindset about living, like buying a house to live in. Yeah, the journey didn't stop there. Like, it's not long after that, I self-studied a lot about property investing. Like, you know, from property forums, books, magazines, you name it. And back then, yeah, there was a magazine that had a lot of, you know, investor case study and all that, how they can make money from the property. And I read a lot, like self-learned a lot for about 2 years. And then we purchased our first investment property in Ballarat, which is a large regional city in Victoria. We bought it in 2015.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve into how Nine first got started in property.
And she basically asked, how much do we have as a deposit? And we said, we have 6,000 in our savings. And then she smiled, 6,000, we can't really do anything about it.
The other properties which he subsequently invested in.
And then we purchased our first investment property in Ballarat, which is a large regional city in Victoria.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shump, and you're listening to Property Invest Story. Are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply text me your email address to 0499881040 to get your copy today. Purchasing the first property as his own home in 2012 and investing in another house in Ballarat, Nine started to spread his risk.
Actually, we bought a full block house in Wantana South as our own home. So since we were young, like, we have been living in a proper house and land. So we have been, you know, even though the current place is like 30 kilometer farther away from the CBD, we thought it's good for a lifestyle. It was 2015. When we first bought the first property investment property in Ballarat, that was in 2015. Yes. After that, not long after that, I think 3 months after, we bought another one in the same city, Ballarat. And there was I think that was also in 2015. Then we after that we met an awesome broker, an awesome mentor, and we keep on accumulating six. Now we've got six investment properties at the moment.
Fantastic. And are they all very in the same area or different areas of Melbourne?
Three of them are in Ballarat, and another three in Logan, Queensland.
So, over the 3 years, Nan has been investing in property. What would be considered his worst investing moment?
The property in the Crestmead, where we initially, miscalculate the rent to put on. So we thought it will get around 480 per week for that particular property in Crestmead, and it took about 2 months, a bit over 2 months, to get a tenant after gradually decreasing the rent.
So just tell me a little bit about the stories behind that. How did you find that property? When did you buy the property, and why did you buy that property?
We bought our first two properties in Ballarat, and it's sort of like neutral to positive gear at that time. Then we had a chat with our mortgage broker, and he said it would be good to balance out our properties into a little bit positive, to try to be balance within our portfolio. So we look at the Logan area, which has a very high yielding returns at the moment. So we jump into the Logan area and try to find out places to buy. So we picked up Crestmead, which has a pretty good ratio of owner occupiers there. So we picked up the Crestmead area in 2016. So we bought that property just mainly for the high leading returns.
Where did it all go wrong? It was the impression that two families could occupy the house.
Yes, our initial impression was that the property is good for dual living, so two families can live in the same property, sharing the rent. So we bumped up our rent a bit high. So at the time, there are other investors coming into the market as well. So there's a bit of a little bit higher than the average vacancy at the moment. So we miscalculate the rent. So it's very important that you got a very good lease consultant to really know the market and get a reasonable rent level.
Nine has continued using a property manager's services ever since, having learned that you need to follow the expert's advice on rent levels and the importance again to know the rental market.
I have to admit that it's also from our own mistake that we wanted a little bit higher than what they recommend. So as a landlord, there should be a reasonable rent level we should expect as well,
More recently, he had an aha moment where he recognized the way to add value to his properties and increase the rental yield.
In last year, 2017, at the beginning of last year, we bought another property in Crestmead as well. So based on our experience, we learned so many things from the first property in Crestmead that, we really need to have a good, place to people to rent. So we bought another property which has a very very solid foundation at the downstairs area. So we renovated that area for about 16K. We bought the property for 315K back then, and then we put in another 16,000 for the renovations, and now it's getting rented at 480, so it's a pretty good decision to make, pretty good investment for us so far.
Nine found his Crestmead property through researching the market and consulting with a property manager who was able to recommend the property to him.
Now you will see that we were trying to balancing out our portfolio. So we were highly positive gear at that moment. Then we bought another property in Ballarat, which has a little bit negative gear, but it's a huge land, 1,000 square meters in Ballarat. So now, you know, our portfolio is very balanced. The key in the property investment that many would agree is the land content. So land is king, like, you know, basically the more land you have, the better you will be in a better position in the future.
Inspired by Nying's journey and his amazing aha moment, we'll continue the conversation in a future episode on Property Investory, where we'll talk about the strategy behind his successful portfolio.
What I do as my strategy is looking for properties with a very good land size, so at least 600 square meters if possible.
The personal habits which have contributed to his success.
Discipline, like, you know, trying to get things done properly and very effectively.
And that's next time in a future episode of Property Investory. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.